Welcome to a series of netcasts brought to you by Yale University.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Yale Cancer Center Answers, where we provide you with up-to-date information on cancer care and research. Our host, Dr. Anish Chagpar, is Associate Professor of Surgical Oncology and Director of the Breast Center at Smilow Cancer Hospital. She interviews some of the nation's leading oncologists and cancer specialists who are on the forefront of the battle to fight cancer. If you are interested in past editions of Yale Cancer Center Answers, all of the shows are posted on the Yale Cancer Center website at yalecancercenter.org. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can contact the doctors directly. The address is canceranswers@yale.edu. Here's Dr. Chagpar.
Welcome to yet another episode of Yale Cancer Center Answers. I'm Dr. Anish Chagpar, and I'm joined today by my special guest, Rosemary McCauley. Rosemary is a lung cancer survivor, and she's here with me tonight to discuss her amazing journey. Thank you so much for joining me, Rosemary.
You're welcome.
So, Rosemary, maybe tell us a little bit about how your journey all started. I mean, for most patients, it starts off something like, once upon a time, I was perfectly well, and then?
And then, okay, well, that's right. I've been healthy most of my life. This is probably the worst diagnosis I've had. I have to go way back until 2003 when I had a routine chest x-ray, and there was some suspicious nodules, which I then went to a pulmonary specialist, Dr. Daniel Rudolph, and he started with CAT scans. So I've been followed with CAT scans from 2003 all the way up to 2012.
So wait a second. So all of this starts with a routine chest x-ray, like just part of your physical exam? You didn't have any symptoms? You weren't coughing? You didn't have blood in your sputum? You didn't have chest pain? This was just a regular
chest x-ray? Absolutely.
Just
a physical, I guess it was, because at the time I was working at Bridgeport Hospital. I'm a retired nurse. And that was how it started. So, of course, I was very nervous in the beginning. We did 3 months and 6 months and then went on to yearly up until 2012 when one of the nodules was to the size where the doctor said we should check it, biopsy it.
So prior to this point, they had seen kind of this shadow on your x-ray, and they'd said, well, let's get a CT scan. And the CT scan said, well, you know, there's some nodules, but we think that we can follow it. And they had been following it. And it was only after what sounds like several years that this had grown, and they had said, well, it's kind of changing a bit. Let's maybe get a biopsy.
Correct. Correct. That's exactly what happened. And then, of course, the biopsy was done and it was cancer. Then I had a PET scan and it was decided that it would be radiation or surgery, which I decided on surgery because Dr. Letero is a chest surgeon at Bridgeport Hospital. I know all my doctors very well because I worked with them. So at any rate, he decided he would do robotic surgery, which I had in June of that year. And following that, I went back to work after about, I think, maybe not quite 6 weeks. And I was back working, feeling fine, and went to see Dr. Robert Fulman, the oncologist. He's the one who I started with in the beginning of this, too. So he said I didn't have to go see him. I didn't have to do any more, just to be followed. So I was followed continuous with Dr. Rudolph. And I thought, as everybody does, I think it's the 5 year, if you make 5 years. And so I'm waiting and waiting. And of course, it was only 3 years. And that was in 2012. On one of the CAT scans, there was pleural fluid. And Dr. Rudolph said, I don't like that. Let's just take some of that out and see what it's. So, of course, did that, and it